Thank you, Mr. President, for giving the Kingdom of Morocco the floor as a high contracting party. Since this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, I would like on behalf of my delegation to congratulate you, Ambassador, and Poland on the assumption of the presidency. My delegation expresses its full support to you for the good conduct and success of our meeting to strengthen our convention. The Kingdom of Morocco is firmly committed to the convention as a milestone juridical instrument to the non-proliferation and disarmament architecture, reiterating the particular attachment of my country to its foundations, objectives, and humanitarian principles. Mr. President, we remain convinced that universalization of the convention is key toward banning and restricting the use of weapons with indiscriminate effects on civilians and unnecessary suffering for combatants. Also, to promote multilateral cooperation with the aim of achieving general and complete disarmament under international control. However, my delegation expressed concern about the continued failures of multilateralism in the area of disarmament, non-proliferation, and armed control. Faced with this, Morocco continues to work to promote multilateralism as a fundamental principle of negotiations in these areas and as the only sustainable approach to addressing these issues in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations. In this essence, my delegation commends other high contracting parties to the Convention for their efforts within the framework of the Group of Governmental Experts on Emerging Technologies in the Field of Lethal Autonomous Weapons System, in the implementation of its mandate, and reiterates its support for the continuation of its work in the context of the objectives and purposes of the Convention in the basis of strengthened mandate. And my delegation reserves the right to come to this item when the debate will be. Mr. President, with regard to financial matters related to the Convention and its annexed protocols, my delegation is in favor of the adoption of efficiency and cost optimization policies to increase financial viability and provide appropriate means to meet financial challenges without prejudice to the participation of all high contracting parties. The Kingdom of Morocco remains faithful to its moderated approach, constant and responsible commitment. Therefore, my delegation stands ready to work and to contribute to our efforts to all initiatives and proposals strengthening international peace and security. I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank the